The Sydney Opera House is a complex building. Architect designer Jorn Utzon knew that, but persevered through all the design, structural and political issues that arose with building this awesome structure. Utzon won a design competition for the construction of a new National Opera House in 1957. And the concept of the Opera House we know today came from this. Its structural and curved design went against the cube and rectangular shapes of modern architecture. And this building transformed his career and transformed the image of Sydney. Today we celebrate the anniversary of the passing of Jorn Utzon, and we're joined by the Sydney Opera House's heritage consultant, Alan Crocker. Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. Was the design concept very similar to the finished product?
Yes, it definitely was. In planning, it's almost identical to what we have now. And in the shape of the shells, the shells are now made from a uniform curvature from one sphere,
yep.
Whereas originally they were a paraboloid shape. But that proved to be almost impossible to build at that scale. So geometry was then investigated, and Utzon came up with a solution in collaboration with the engineers over ARUP to find the present solution, which is known as a spherical solution.
Excellent. Would I be correct in assuming that sort of there's a lot of drama there behind the design, because it was sort of, he was able to explain the concept of the building but not how it would be built, so it was almost like a puzzle for the engineers?
It was. It was basically right at the leading edge of known sort of construction technology. In the post-war period, there were huge advancements in technology, and there were concrete shell structures being constructed in a manner very similar to what Utzon was proposing. And in fact, one of the leading designers of that, Eero Saarinen, was on the jury that selected the winner, yeah. Utzon scheme.
And yeah, it's obviously a complex building. How long did it take to build the Opera House?
It was commenced in 1959. And it was opened in 1973. So what's that?
That's 14 years.
Yeah.
And in 2007, it was World Heritage listed by UNESCO. So with that,
correct.
Sort of, how is the building preserved to ensure that future generations are able to keep on enjoying it?
Well, we have a system in place whereby we very clearly understand what the significant values are of the place, what's important about it. And that's partially, well, it is very importantly about the design, but it is also most importantly about its function and, you know, how to retain that function and respect the values of the house and its architectural integrity, both the work that Jorn Utzon did up until he left in 1966, and then the completion of the building by Peter Hall up to its opening in 1973.
Yeah.
And there are a whole lot of very sensitive issues around that, but there's a conservation management plan in place which is regularly reviewed, and also a set of design principles which are in Utzon's own words, which guide the future of the place and guide all decisions about it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Now, you say, so he left before the building was completed. He passed away in 2008. Would I be correct in assuming he never returned to Sydney to see his completed work with his own eyes?
He didn't return to Sydney, but his son did. And in 1999, Jorn Utzon was re-engaged as a design consultant for the Opera House. And he remained as a lead design consultant until his passing. And he was working very closely with his son, Jan Utzon, and Richard Johnson, a leading architect here in Sydney. And together they all worked to put together the design principles that are in Utzon's words, and then did a strategic building plan. And there was one interior completed entirely to Utzon's design post his re-engagement, and that was opened in 2004, and it's the Utzon Room.
Oh, of course. And is there sort of anything else going on there besides the building having the room that commemorates him? Is there any other stuff the Opera House is doing to celebrate his memory?
Well, he's basically in the building. You look at the Opera House, that's Utzon. That's his vision,
yeah,
for what he wanted to do to celebrate the performing arts in Australia and in Sydney particularly. and that is his gift to all of us.
Yeah.
It's not just an architectural monument. He didn't design it as an architectural masterpiece. He designed it as a place to house the performing arts. And that is what the Opera House tries to do, is present the very, very best in performing arts, and to exchange ideas, exchange culture, and transmit culture.
Oh, nicely put. Alan Crocker, yep. Heritage Consultant of the Sydney Opera House. Now, people can sign up for an architectural tour of the Sydney Opera House by going to the website sydneyoperahouse.com?
Yes, they can. There are tours both front stage, front of house, and I think they may have reinstated the back of house tours since COVID. I'm not certain about that, but the tours are excellent. They're really, really good and well worth it. But I would encourage anybody who can to go to a performance there. That's when you really get what the place is about. That's when the magic happens and you really sort of understand what the building is about. It's not just a piece of architecture. It is a very, very vibrant, living building that celebrates performing.
Oh, Alan, that is wonderfully put. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.